This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM at the 2026 Holmes County Fair, and there was a celebration for a new organization honoring our Patriots, and I'm with Caitlin Reeser, who founded this organization. And Caitlin, what brought you to decide to do this?
So what brought me to decide to do it was I know of some other county fairs that have started doing this in the last 10 years, and we currently didn't have a program in Holmes County, and I tossed the idea around for a couple years, and then last year I finally bit the bullet and said, let's get this going. It has been a learning curve, lots of kinks to work out and things to figure out with getting the program going, but the ultimate purpose of it, it's called Honoring Our Patriot Service, which in short is called HOPS. It is gifting veterans quilts. So we are gifting veterans the quilts, and what prompted it was I had a grandpa, both my grandpas sir, but one is passed now, and I got to spend a lot of time going with him to VA appointments, and getting to talk to the veterans in the waiting rooms, and that's kind of what prompted it, just to hear their stories. And then he is also buried up at the Ohio Western Reserve, so we go to celebrations and ceremonies up there, and that's kind of the backing of what is my drive for doing it, kind of in his honor memory, because I know that he would have loved to see this happen and all the veterans honored for their service.
This is an amazing thing, and the quilts were absolutely beautiful. How many did you hand out this year?
So this year at the fair, we handed out 20. In total, we had 24. We had two gentlemen that couldn't show up tonight, and then two are nursing homebound, so we've actually delivered to them at the nursing homes, and they've been gifted their quilts already.
And so how many folks did you have make? Did one person make each quilt? How did that work?
No, so I went around to the different quilt shops in the county because I help at one, and then I also went to quilt guilds and talked to the ladies about it and put flyers out to different quilters, and basically by word of mouth we got it out there that we were starting this up. I got donations of fabric, so in May I made up quilt kits. Then we had a sewing day where we sewed. I think we got 8 quilt tops done that day.
Oh wow.
Yes, so we got tops done, and then I've had several people in the community that have long arms for quilting. They have donated their time and quilted them for us, and then some people will also, they've brought me completed quilts that are just ready to go. I stick a label on the back that says that they received it this year and we were good to go. So it's been a conglomeration of different people. Probably in total, we probably have about 25 to 30 people that have helped make the quilts in total this year.
That's amazing. Quilts are not an easy feat. It's a lot of time and dedication and love into those.
Yes, it is. And we're very appreciative for all the ladies that have taken the time to not only make one, but several of them have made multiple quilts for us for this year.
And how did you decide which veterans got quilts?
So as nominations came in for the veterans, I kept a list of the date that was received, and then I just numbered the quilts 1 through 24, and then however they came in is how we distributed them. That way there wasn't like a lottery to see who got the quilts.
Now I noticed that there are nomination forms, so that means you're going to continue doing this.
Yep, we're going to continue doing the program. So nomination forms are here this week at the veterans booth. They'll also be in his office going forward, and then I also, we're hoping to get them to some of the legions around, and then I also can send them to people. Our email is hopsholmescounty@gmail.com, and I can get those to people as well if they reach out.
Now, if they reach out, if they want to help quilt or donate supplies or something, is that where they would reach out to as well?
That is as well, yes. And then we also have our biggest thing right now. It's not cheap to make quilts. Some people think it is, but right now in the economy, it is not. So we also have a donation box set up here at the fair this week. And then we also take monetary donations throughout the entire year just to help support the program as well.
For people like myself who are not good at sewing, you can just contribute a few dollars.
Yep.
And help.
Yep, and that's perfect because people want to do that. Like, oh, this is such a great program, but I don't sew. How can I help? Monetary donations are a great way to do that because it keeps us going and keeps us able to just keep putting quilts out and getting the supplies for them.
And is there a cutoff for nominations for next year?
There is not. So what we're going to do is throughout the entire year, we're going to keep a running list. So come June, July next year, we'll see how many quilts we have total, and we'll probably cut it off then. And if we have more names still coming in, then they'll roll to the next year's list.
So that is, there's no like qualifications, just if they were a service member?
Yep, if they were a service member, then they are guaranteed a quilt.
Well, this is an amazing thing that you started. Congratulations on a successful first year.
Yes, thank you. We were very impressed with it. I was very humbled by all of it, and to see all the supporters coming in to support our veterans and show them the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, they're very important people. Well, thank you so much. That was Caitlin Reeser with HOPS honoring our Patriot service. And I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM at the 2026 Holmes County Fair.